Hi, my name is Keith Arnold, and this is my podcast about my growth and development through my family's trials with my dad's struggle with alcoholism. Through my dad's alcoholism, I've grown to become more of an adult and learned to love and forgive and not hate and spite my dad for what he did. My mom struggled with all the complications of my dad's abuse of alcohol and his recovery process. As I grew older, I became more aware of the situation, began to help in small ways at first, and later on with more concerning issues. I saw the destructive path my dad was on, and with my family, we tried to correct his course to foresee a better future. Because of the issues with my dad, I began to hate and spite him for his actions. But from what I learned and when I started to grow, I knew these feelings should change to more compassionate ones, thus ultimately developing me into a young adult to help bring these issues to an end. Help solve my dad's alcoholism in order to reunite my family. As a young boy in elementary school, I had a pretty normal childhood of going to school, playing football, and worrying about trivial things. I started to notice the storm brewing as my dad began to drink more and more. This caused a slight tension in my family at first, but eventually began to become much worse. I saw my dad, once my figure of aspiration, became less and less of what I wanted to become. I felt helpless, and I was so worried for him and my family. Because of this, I tried to be on my best behavior and not get in the way of my parents. A major turning point of my story was when my dad was at work and was passed out in the parking lot while drinking. When I got home that day, I knew something was wrong because my aunt and uncle were at my house. When my mom told me the situation, I was shocked and worried. I was worried about my dad losing his job and us losing the house. Back then, my dad was the main source of income to our family. Without his income, we could lose a lot of things. The main thing I was worried about was how we were going to be able to pay for my medication. As a type 1 diabetic, my medical supplies would cost a fortune without insurance. My dad's job provided us with insurance we needed to live our normal lives. Because of this, I knew I had to help my mom secure the insurance so that we could continue our lives together. I could see the bigger picture of how my dad's alcoholism was the root of the issue. From the major event, my dad also concluded that he did, in fact, have a problem with alcohol and needed help. With this, we sought out many rehabilitation centers and different means to try and set him on the right path. This did not work as well as we had hoped. My dad still struggled with the idea of him being an alcoholic, which in turn produced the period which I like to call the Dark Age. I call it the Dark Age because of the many trials and errors we had with my dad's recovery. We had sent him to few rehab centers with brief periods of success. This continues for about 2 years or so, with my dad being at most sober for between 6 and 8 months at a time. This caused us to move and live with my aunt and uncle for a few months. As of this time, I was in middle school and had a lot to worry about and stress about than your average middle schooler. I was filled with sadness and anger toward my father. I was angry not because of the damage he was doing to himself, but the damage caused to our family. Also, I was sad because I no longer had my dad as my role model to look up to. At this point, I could see how my dad's path began to destroy our lives and wanted him to be gone forever. I saw how he could undermine the peace and tranquility we had established, and I wanted him to either leave or just die. Soon after the Dark Age, me and my family experienced some peace and resemblance of our old lives. We were living back in our house with dad and had a nice year or so of peace. Toward the end of this time, my grandma, which was my dad's mom, passed away. This caused another ripple in our time of peace, which soon ended after. My dad had relapsed into a spiraling pit of grief and despair. This was the worst part of my life. My dad had hit rock bottom and was leaving the house in search of more alcohol for days at a time. He stole money from us in order to feed his addiction and was in a state of complete disarray. At this time, my anger had turned into hatred, and me and my family could no longer stand it. We sent him with enough money to get a motel and drink himself to death or to do whatever he wanted. My uncle took him far away for him to do this, but my uncle is a kind and righteous man. He took him to a hospital, and from there, my dad was sent to another detox facility. Once he came back, I could tell he had changed his ways and was actually committed to live a sober life. My hatred was dissipating, and I had an epiphany. I realized that showing my hatred and disdain toward my dad would just cause him to relapse again and cause more problems. I knew I had to show him love and compassion, as my uncle did, to really help him become the man I knew and missed. Now it is time to hear about my growth from my dad's perspective. Dad?
All right, son. I'm Brian Arnold. I'm Keith's father, and I'm anxious to hear these questions.
Okay, so the first question is, how has my attitude toward you changed from the past to the present, Dad?
Well, it's changed significantly, and I believe in a positive way. My recovery's been anything but linear, and it's ongoing, and it's day to day. But what I see is that you are less angry, less resentful towards me. I think you understand as best as you can some of the factors that drove me, that I allowed to drive me into alcoholism, and the poor decision-making I made. And you're very supportive. I can talk to you very openly about it. I can tell you candidly the abyss that I was in, and you've seen me get progressively better. So you've been a very important part of my recovery.
Okay. How would you say my attitude from the beginning to how it is now? How would you compare that?
In reference to helping me recover?
Yes.
Well, that's a difficult question. Both of them are. But first and foremost, one's recovery is dependent on that person. They have to say it. I want to be sober, and that's the number one thing. That being said, having a support system, having, economic stability, all those factors come into play. And you have, your actions speak louder than words, because you follow up on what you promised me. We run a business together. You're very reliable. You're very thorough. You're very methodical. And that helps me immensely in my recovery, because I know I can count on you. Recovering is up to me, but those little peripheral wear and tear of life can get you down, and I know that you're in my corner, and I feel very positive about that.
Okay.
I feel you're more trusting, and I'm repeating myself to some degree, you're more trusting of me. I'm earning that back slowly, but I realize that I have to continue this for the rest of my life.
Okay. Has there been any exact certain events that you can remember that really show that my growth that toward helping you?
Absolutely. 3 weeks ago, I was getting myself into a point of a pattern of behavior that leads to drinking, where I'm overextended, promising to people, working like 14, 16 hours a day, and I could just see that, and my mind was racing. I could just see, because it has led to relapse. And I was at a really, really critical point, and I shared with you that I felt that way. I shared with you how much I miss my father. I shared with you a lot of heart-to-heart things, and not only did you listen, but you talked. You talked a lot more than you normally do. You guard your feelings you keep your feelings pretty close to the vest, and you really laid it out there for me to hear, and I just felt I allowed the weight to come off of myself. So you enabled me, but it was still me having to do it. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was a crisis. There's no sugarcoating it. I was in a crisis.
Okay. Thank you. Now it is time to hear from my mom about my growth. Mom?
Hi, my name is Aya. I'm Keith's mom.
Okay. How has my attitude toward Dad changed from the past to present?
When his dad was struggling, Keith was still young and very immature. He has a lot of hateful, and also he was fear, because I wasn't steady either. I was very fragile, and I didn't know what to do is the best for everybody and try to keep family together. So I put a lot on Keith, and he was very denial and upset about it. Through the several years of process on recovery and a lot of doctors and therapists to talk to, he's more understanding and he's matured up to be able to accept it and try to find a way to get balance of his feelings and Dad's recovery.
Okay. How has my attitude and actions helped Dad in his recovery?
I think it was helpful that Keith was way better listening and understanding, but also he's tried to tell his dad what he sees it and what he understands it, so that his dad can also see for Keith's view through these problems. And that helps, I think that it's helped both of you guys.
Okay, thank you. Since then, which was about 2 years ago, my family has lived together peacefully without any more problems from my dad's alcoholism. I have tried to use more empathy and kindness toward my dad in all situations. Even though it can be hard sometimes, I do try to love him and move past what had happened. It is still a work in progress, but we strive as a family to be more open about our problems and my dad's problems that could lead to another relapse. We work together to try and fix them and not let them slow us down. Now that I can see my own personal growth from this story, I can tell you how much I really have changed. I used to be so angry and spiteful to my dad, and I now know from my experience that it will not solve anything. I still remember the bad things that happened, only because as a reminder of what could happen, so we do not repeat. Thank you for listening. This is Keith, signing off.